The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, February 4th. What to know today about the inconsistencies in Iowa causing major delays in reporting the first votes in the presidential race. Plus, the first human tests of AI-made medicine, Apple's new in-home repair service, and the hit Broadway musical coming to a movie theater near you. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Lots of anticipation and then lots of waiting. The final results from the Iowa caucuses have been delayed, and as of early this morning, they're still not in. At this point, Iowa Democratic Party officials say the results will just come later today. The results were supposed to start rolling in last night, about an hour after caucus-goers cast their votes, but that never happened. Remember, Iowa voters are the first Americans to weigh in on who each party's nominee should be, so that's really why this is such a big deal. It gets lots of media attention and could maybe influence others around the country. To be clear, on the Republican side, no issues. As expected, President Trump won big in Iowa against his two Republican challengers. But for Democrats, it's a tight race between candidates, so this is not the best start to the first round of voting for who will take on Trump in November. Party officials said the delay is because of, quote, inconsistencies in the reporting of results, though they clarified it's not about a computer hack or anything like that. They just want to make sure it's accurate and they'll be manually verifying all of the data. It's worth noting there were some new reporting rules this year, so perhaps that's adding to the confusion. For now, I'll say expect updates later today. And keep in mind, this is just the first state. Primaries and caucuses will continue around the country through early summer before the Democratic nominee is officially decided. Even though his impeachment trial is still going on, tonight President Trump will give his third State of the Union address. The theme will be, quote, Great American Comeback. The speech to the nation starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll be able to watch it on TV or stream it online. This will be President Trump's final State of the Union before the next presidential election in November. PBS reports the Democrats' response will come from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We'll let you know what they both have to say in our recap tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the final vote is expected in the impeachment trial, where senators will decide to convict or acquit. But first today, we'll hear from the senators themselves on how they plan to vote. They'll each have 10 minutes to speak before the Senate to explain how they'll vote and why. Already, closing arguments finished up yesterday. Democrats urged the Senate to remove President Trump from office. They say he can't be left unchecked after he pressured Ukraine to investigate his political rivals for his own political gain. But Trump's defense team says, not true. This impeachment trial can't really be taken seriously since Democrats have wanted Trump out since day one. President Trump's acquittal is expected. 20 Republicans would have to side with Democrats for the supermajority needed to convict and remove President Trump from office. At this point, that is highly unlikely, although I guess you never really know. More to come tomorrow. A winter storm is slowly moving across the U.S. Already hundreds of flights were either delayed or canceled at Denver International Airport, and interstates and schools were closed in Wyoming yesterday. USA Today reports in Salt Lake City, schools were closed because of snow for only the second time in 20 years. Today, damaging winds and even tornadoes are possible in the south, and certain areas of Arkansas, Missouri, and Kentucky could see flash flooding. ABC News reports by Wednesday, the storm will head toward the Plains and Gulf Coast and finish off the week on the East Coast, where damaging winds, heavy rain, and some snow and ice are expected. The storm should leave the U.S. by the end of this week. More efforts around the world to essentially close the doors to China as the coronavirus continues to spread. Many airlines have suspended flights to and from China, and some governments have banned travelers who have been in China recently. Russia completely closed its shared land border with China for now. The AP reports Hong Kong's government closed 4 of its 7 border crossings to the Chinese mainland. Medical workers even went on strike to push for all of them to shut down. It comes as a second person died outside of mainland China from the new virus, this time there in Hong Kong. And while the virus is still spreading quickly, especially in China, the world's most populous country, there's at least a bit of encouraging news. The New York Times reports there's an increasing number of people recovering from the virus, suggesting that the virus may not be as deadly as originally feared. Still, the uncertainty about all of this continues to take a toll on stock markets. The Washington Post reports the stock markets in China had their sharpest falls in more than 4 years, since people are worried about the impact of the virus on the local economy. And CNBC reports global oil prices are down as well. Well-known conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh announced he has advanced lung cancer. Limbaugh has been hosting the Rush Limbaugh Show for 31 years now. He's also a close friend of President Trump. Yesterday, he told his 20 million listeners that he's sick and will be taking some days off for treatment. For the first time, a drug made entirely by artificial intelligence will be tested on people. Engadget says it will be used to treat people with obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD. It's kind of complicated, but the AI basically uses algorithms to create this medicine. It invents the drug. And get this, it only took it 12 months to come up with a formula. A drug like this would typically take nearly 5 years to develop. The BBC says the first trial of the drug will start in Japan, and if all goes well, there will be more tests around the world. The company is also working on potential treatments for cancer and cardiovascular disease, and hopes to have another drug ready for clinical trials by the end of this year. We have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Magic Spoon. Did you give up cereal as an adult because you know it's not good for you? Well, guess what? There's a new option these days, and it's called Magic Spoon. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. It has 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs each serving. And yes, it tastes great. I was really skeptical, but I tried all the flavors and I really like them all. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Fruity especially tastes like the childhood cereal you probably remember, but without all the junk in it. I like to eat it with almond milk, but it goes with whatever milk you like. So give it a try to believe it for yourself. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to grab a variety pack and try all 4 flavors today. And be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. There's no risk because Magic Spoon has a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it, they'll refund your money. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now, back to the news. Say goodbye to the BlackBerry again. Yes, people still use the phone with a physical keyboard, but you won't be able to buy them anymore starting this fall. The Chinese tech company TCL Communication no longer has the rights to make or sell the phone. Though the company says it will support the BlackBerries already out there through the year 2022. We've actually seen this before. Digital Trends says TCL took over the brand in 2016. Now it's possible another company could buy the rights to the brand and sell them once again. We'll see. Some iPhone users can now get their cracked screens fixed at home. It's part of a new at-home repair service from Apple. And here's how it works. USA Today says you go to get support on Apple's website and report your cracked iPhone screen. From there, you can schedule a time for an agent to drop by and fix it. For now, it's only available in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas, and an on-site visit fee may be added to the repair cost. Of course, you can still go to the Apple Store to get your iPhone fixed. 99.9 million TV viewers watched the Super Bowl Sunday night, and that's up about 1.5% from the year before. When streaming numbers are added, it was more like 102 million people tuning in. The LA Times says the halftime show had even more viewers than the game. As for the commercials, YouTube ranked the most viewed spots on its platform. Amazon, Facebook, and Jeep's Super Bowl commercials came out on top. Hamilton is coming to the big screen. Variety says Disney is bringing a filmed version of the hit Broadway musical to theaters. The musical has already won nearly a dozen Tony Awards and a Pulitzer Prize for drama. Now the movie will feature the entire original Broadway cast. The show was actually filmed back in 2016 at a theater in New York, and Disney paid $75 million for the rights to it. That said, it won't be in theaters until October of 2021. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Reminder that you can still enter the Podchaser giveaway for a chance to win a Newsworthy coffee tumbler, Amazon Echo, and Natural Sunrise alarm clock. All you have to do is go to podchaser.com/newsworthy to leave a review by the end of this week. And if you share the review on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag #TheNewsworthy, you will get a bonus entry. I always love reading your reviews, and I so appreciate all the kind words. As always, you can find the links and sources for today's stories in your podcast app or at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.